Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. AI is taking over, and in this video we're going to explain how AI is taking over and how we can start using it today in order for us to take advantage of it, to grow and to be more productive over time. So this video is going to be about artificial intelligence. So make sure you stay into the end because we're diving deep on the importance of it. Let me go live on Instagram. Let me put this mic in. Let me go ahead and get ready because we diving deep today. And it's so important what's in front of us, because what's in front of us is only going to make us better. It's only going to help us grow. It's only going to help us improve. See, AI is here and is here to help us grow. It's not going to take over the world. It's going to help us be more productive in the world. And the reason why I say this is because we have to really understand what AI, artificial intelligence, actually is. So you know what I like to do. If this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure is Knowledge, we speak about growth, personal development, business, and marketing. And today we're speaking about artificial intelligence and how you can start using it today in order to help you grow, develop, and become the best version of yourself. So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to look up the definition of what artificial intelligence actually is. So that way we can have an understanding of it. We can fully grasp the meaning behind it because we've looked up the terminology. So artificial intelligence is, let me share my screen, of course. Let's see if it worked this time. Hello. Let me share my screen. There we go. Artificial intelligence. So the meaning behind artificial intelligence, let me pull it up just a little bit more, is artificial intelligence definition. In simple words. Don't need no big words. Now, this is the definition of artificial intelligence. For those of you that's listening, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you stay to the end. Make sure you share this video with someone, with your friend, that uses artificial intelligence that need to learn more about it. So artificial intelligence is the science of making machines that can think like humans. Okay, that's as simple as it's going to get. I don't want to read the full entirety of the definition because the full entirety of the definition is like too difficult to understand, okay? Which is absolutely fine. This video is going to break down artificial intelligence, what it is, and how we can start using today. So let me go ahead and get my marker. Let me go ahead and write that on the board. I'm going to put, what is AI? What is AI? What is AI? Okay. So, of course, I dropped the marker. I dropped the top. Can't even find the top now. That's crazy. Don't y'all hate when y'all drop your marker and it's all the way over there? That mother gonna have to stay over there today. That mother gonna have to stay over there today. It slid all the way over there, too. So what is artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence is a machine that can think like humans. So that's the simple definition of it. So let's break it down a little bit further. So artificial intelligence is a machine, is a computer that
that is constantly learning off of data. So if you have data or information or numbers that you're inputting into the computer, into the software, into anything that you're doing, it can give you more results. It can give you better results because it's learning from the data that you are inputting. And so I gotta get this top so this marker don't dry out. God, dog, that mug all the way over there. Well, dang, I need the top though. I need the top so my marker don't. Hold on, my marker fell. Hold on. All right, I got my top. Okay, I got it right here. That joker fell. So, when it comes to artificial intelligence, learning how to use it, we have to study and start with the basics. When I start learning more about artificial intelligence, can y'all see this? Yeah. Okay, y'all can see this. When I start learning more about artificial intelligence, this was the first magazine that I've ever picked up and read about artificial intelligence. So this magazine, it has countless of information in here that I was not expecting. What was in here, but it has over for maybe 15 to 20 different chapters, and on how AI is evolving and how others are going to start using it, how they can be more productive, how they can grow over time. And so when I was reading it, what first caught my attention about this magazine, and for those of you that's listening, I'm referencing a magazine that's called Artificial Intelligence. And on the side it says, driverless cars, medical marvels, music generators, cybersecurity, virtual partners, drone swarms, non-human assistance, personalized learning. So I don't know what majority of this stuff even means. Driverless cars, I understand. Cybersecurity, I understand, like just computer, dealing with computer or software data or something. And then it said non-human assistance. That was really caught my eye. Then the underlining was the exciting technology that changes everything. And it's changing everything because it's making the work more productive. Not necessarily the work, but your work and how you are able to show up. And when you are able to show up, hold on, I forgot to turn the light on. There we go. When you are able to show up, not only for yourself, but for others, you're able to connect in so many different ways. See, artificial intelligence is short for AI. And just because it's short for AI, we have to understand what it actually is. So to my understanding, to my basic knowledge and my basic level of understanding, it's a system, it's a computer that helps you be more productive. And by productive, I'm saying to help you do more work in a short span of time. I was in this computer class a couple months ago. And when I was in this class, it was a computer class. And they got to talking about how time has changed, and technology is constantly improving. And as it's constantly improving, your work can be more efficient. It can be improved a lot better. And so my professor, she was just describing that back in the day, she had to fill out things by hand on paper. And when she was filling things out by hand and paper, it made it more difficult and the work became more long to complete. And so when I asked, I said, so throughout time, we were able to see different things, different evolutions of time. How has technology, or why is technology even important? She said, because it makes you more productive. And by productive, it blew my mind because it was so simple yet so profound. It makes you more productive because you don't have to do everything by hand. You can input information to the computer, into artificial intelligence, and it will give you information that will help you figure out what you're looking for, what you're trying to solve, and how you can go about solving it. See, when I start to learn it, this magazine opened my mind up to what was even here, what was even existing, what was even being created. I'm not fully aware of everything that's in this magazine, yet some of the things I was familiar with. So I start learning, I start understanding, I start observing the information. I start learning from other different people. It was this documentary series with the guy that played Iron Man, Robert Downey. Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. And he was just speaking about artificial intelligence. And it made me think about when Iron Man came out, he had so much technology. And at the time, I didn't understand what artificial intelligence was. I didn't understand like what I know now. But he was already in that era. He was already advanced. First off, his suit was made from different parts, different kinds of technology. And it made him be more productive, be a better superhero, have a better way to serve. So when he had all this technology on him in a suit, he became better. He became more productive. He was able to fly. He was able to shoot beams out of his hands, beams out of his chest. His armor was metal, so he had a lot of protection. And even though he had a lot of protection, he was productive. Let me show this picture of Robert Downey Jr. in the Iron Man suit in Iron Man 1 versus Iron Man 3. So Iron Man 1 suit. I'm going to put Iron Man 1 suit. This one was just made of, come on now. This one was made of technology. I mean, of metal. This one was made of metal. Remember this episode like it was yesterday. This one was just made of metal. Yeah, it could do some things, but it can do all the things, right? So this one, this suit in particular was made from metal and like little details that really didn't make him as efficient as the next suits. But this one, it was just, you know, just a start for him. And then once we go compare the Iron Man suit, Iron Man 1 suit compared to Iron Man 3. So now let's look at these images. This one is completely different. Let me see where I can open one at. Hold on. Where's one? Right here. I think this Iron Man 3. So this one is completely different from the first one. Okay. This one has so much technology inside of it. His suit, the Iron Man, became more productive over time. He became a better superhero because he had technology in his suit. So AI makes you more productive to do the work and to do and complete the work that you would like to accomplish. And so when I start to understand that artificial intelligence is here and it's not going anywhere, it's just only improving over time, how can I start learning more about it? What do I need to learn? How can I even start learning it? And when I started to become open to the information, to open to technology, open to artificial intelligence became less scarier. It became less scarier because I had to learn it. So the first point I want to hit on is that it's to be open to artificial intelligence. What is, no, I ain't gonna say be open. I always talk about be open. It's to recognize what artificial intelligence is. Recognize what AI is. Point number one, recognize what AI is. And so this magazine, Artificial Intelligence Magazine, gave me a starting position to learn what this even was. So we watched this movie, the movie that they recommended in this book, in this magazine. It was, let me see, what was the name of it? The name of it was, it's right, where is that? Advance, no. Allerton. That's crazy. As soon as you want to find something, you can never discover it. Machine learning techniques. That's crazy. I can't find the name of the... Anywho, it was a gentleman named Alan Turing. And Alan Turing was one that beat World War II when they was in war, because he was able to figure out what the computer was and the communications within it. So the movie that he played in, I can't necessarily remember, but just type in Alan Turing, and they showed the process of the computer being developed. Not necessarily the computer, but the machine learning how to work, and the human working with the computer. And so when I was watching this movie, I'm just stuck to the screen. I'm like, okay, so how are you able to figure out what this even is, what the computer and technology even do? And so as he was committed to figuring out the process, he was committed to learning, he was committed to figuring out until he learned it, he was able to identify what he needed to do every time he did something. Every time he did something, he learned from that. So as humans, we learn from our previous mistakes and get better over time. Machines learn from their mistakes, but increasingly improve over time. So they increasing at a faster rate than we can ever imagine, because they're constantly working, they're constantly improving, they're constantly evolving. And so in the movie, it's just showing that, if you happen to watch it, I definitely suggest it. For the name of the movie, I can't see it, I'm not able to find it, but just type in Alan Turing movie, and it came out in the mid 20th centuries, around 1939, before World War I, because World War II was around like the 1950s or whatnot. And so during that time, it was war, and the communication wasn't as great as it is today. But Alan Turing had a goal. He was committed to figuring out this machine learning. He was figuring out this that technology, and the technology helped him win the war. Helped not necessarily him, but the United States win the war. And even though he was able to figure out what the communication was, it was a lot of work that went on behind it. It was a lot of productivity that went on behind it. And when I start to understand what artificial intelligence was, it made me open my mind to learn that I can be more productive with less work and time than I'm doing when I understand how to use technology. It's kind of like using a computer. It's kind of like using an iPhone. It's kind of like using a camera. I can't be speaking to a lot of people all at once unless I'm using my technology, unless I'm using the phone, unless I'm using what I have. See, what you have is something that can help you be more productive if you understand what you have. And when I start to really understand and learn what artificial intelligence was, I dove in on it. I started to learn new information that I never read before. I became open to the ideal of it. I became focused on learning it, because if artificial intelligence can do so much, what do I need to learn? What do I need to learn in order to take advantage of it? See, the first point was to recognize what it is. Artificial intelligence is a technology. It's a system. It's a software that helps you be more productive. And once you realize that it's not as bad as we think and make it to be, now we can understand that it's here to help us be more productive. I saw a video with Sam, the owner of ChatGPT. He explained that over time, over life, technology will improve and it'll only be smarter. He said ChatGPT-4 is the dumbest one that you will ever have. How can a computer be dumb? Because it has to learn from the previous experience, previous knowledge, previous information, and then grow on top of that. And then you're constantly improving, because there's data, there's information that's in the system that's helping you learn, grow, and develop and be more productive. See, you can only be more productive when you learn what you have been doing. What you have been doing is great, because it gives you a starting point on how to grow, how to exceed the limits that you have for yourself. And see, when you understand that artificial intelligence is here to help you, now we have to be open to the information. Once we learn it, once we recognize what it is, we have to be open to it, because things are confusing. Technology is overwhelming. Even the iPhone that we have today is so amazing. The fact that we can see everything that goes on with it. Like the communication today is so easy because we have a mobile device. We have a mobile device that not only you can play games on it, you can look up and watch videos on it, you can be on social media. It lets you connect with the world. If you really think about it, this is a technology. Social media, your phone communication is a technology. And technology only improves over time, only improves from the previous data that it has already collected, from the previous information that it already experienced and went through. You can't understand what something is unless you start reading what the something is. See, artificial intelligence is scary because the name is something that we're not familiar with. Yet we're familiar with technology. Yet we're familiar with computers. Yet we're familiar with iPhones. How do you get comfortable and aware of what's in front of you and learn how to use it to your advantage rather than you missing the opportunity to learn more about it? See, when I start to understand and learn and grow and develop, it became a practice to study and focus on artificial intelligence. Now, every day that I'm doing something, every day that I'm thinking of doing and starting and communicating in a different way or responding to an email, I don't even use my brain cells that well, because when I try to use my brain cells, it'd be stressful. It be stressful. So now I'm trying to figure out ways, how can I be more productive and take countless amount of stress off of me so I can continue to show up and be consistent? How can this be possible? What is the goal? What is the focus? What is the idea and the outcome that I would like to focus on? See, understanding that there's a thing that there's something that has to be studied helps us study what needs to be learned. And so when I really start diving into artificial intelligence, it gave me a different perspective. It gave me a different outlook. It gave me a different understanding of what's in front of us. What's in front of us and why it even matters. Oftentimes it matters because we have to learn what's in front of us and how to use it. It's using it that makes it scary. It's using it that makes it frustrating. It's using it that forces us to identify what's in front of us. See, recognizing what AI is saying that it's not scary. Technology is not scary. Technology is something that can help you. There's a movie, Smart House, that came out in the early 2000s, the late 90s. That's what it's called, late 90s. And when this movie came out, it was a woman that was in the house. It was a technology instilled in the house so the house could be smart. So when you communicate with the house, like, hey, can you fix this or clean this up? They cleaned it up. The machine cleaned it up. And so over time, the machine came evil and turned into an actual person because the code or the software was entered incorrectly by someone that was upset with the computer, that was upset with the technology, that was upset. See, technology and artificial intelligence does not have feelings, does not have emotions. Only human beings have emotions. And so when what is her name? Let me see what her name was in the movie. Smart House robot name. I'm gonna put Smart House. Name. I'm gonna put name. I think it's name. Let me see. Standards. Pat. Pat was her name, and the Pat stood for Personal Applied Technology. Personal Applied Technology. So Pat was the name of the house, and Pat was the name of the house because she was technology. Personal. What was it? Applied Technology. So the technology is applied to her personally. And so in the movie, it's showing at first she's working with the family. She's working and answering and responding to the family. And then in the movie, as the movie continued to go on, the machine turned into evil because the information that was input to the system was input incorrectly. And so when I really start to understand what artificial intelligence was, it was there to make the job and make their lives a lot more easier. When they wanted breakfast, all they had to do was say, hey, Pat, can I get a smoothie? Hey, Pat, can I get some ice cream? Hey, Pat, can I get some cookies? And she'll deliver it. See, in the movie Smart House, it was so incredible because the house was so smart. She was working with the family. Yet the family worked against her and made her turn evil. When you use technology wrong, it can be turned against you because now you're using it incorrectly. And so as I'm watching this movie, Smart House, I'm just really learning. I'm just really observing the information because they're using terminology that I've learned in this magazine. They're using words that I've heard before because of this magazine. They're using information that I kind of understand now. They use one that was called machine learning. M-A-C-H, hold on, let me put that down. I'm gonna put it right underneath, I'm gonna put it as a subcategory. Machine learning. R-N-I-N-G. Machine learning. So machine learning, let's look up the Google definition before I give you my definition, and then I'm going to add the definition to it as well. Machine learning definition. Machine learning definition. So let me go ahead and share my screen. Yep, of course. Go ahead and share my screen. There we go. So the definition of machine learning is the use and development of computer systems that are able to learn and adapt without following explicit instructions. So, which means that technology is always learning. Technology is always improving. And with artificial intelligence, the technology is able to improve from the previous data that it has collected, from the previous information that it has received, from the previous numbers that was inputted. See, understanding that technology is here to help us, not hurt us or replace us, we have to learn how to use it correctly. We have to learn how to use it to our advantage, because in our advantage, in our way, it will help us a lot more than we ever think, could ever imagine, because now we have to understand what this software or technology even is. Technology, artificial intelligence, it's kind of like your mobile device. It's kind of like your phone. If you haven't noticed, everything that we're currently doing right now has some form of artificial intelligence. I opened up my email earlier today and I saw nothing but AI in my email box. I said everyone is leaning towards AI. I need to be the one to learn more about it so I can start doing what everybody else is doing to inform others of it. So technology is here to stay, it's here to grow, it's here to be improved. But how do we work with something that we're not familiar with? How do we identify what this something is when the something is so overwhelming? How do you start? How do you learn? How do you grow? My first introduction to artificial intelligence was me reading this magazine. And then my second introduction was me watching a movie with Alan Turing, Alan Turing movie. Alan Turing movie. That's crazy. Here we go. The Imitation Game. The Imitation Game. Is it an I? I think that's an I. Imitation? Yeah. The Imitation Game. So, excuse me. My first introduction to it was a magazine. My first introduction was a magazine. And I continue to learn. I continue to watch movies, watch information, watch different things that's showing me what it actually is and the purpose behind it. Why is this so important? Why do everyone need to learn what artificial intelligence is? I don't have $1 billion or $1 trillion to even build a software like that. Nor do I have the genius expertise behind it. I don't have that. So why can't I use the technology for my advantage to be more productive when someone has already did the work to create it? When someone has already put the money into it, when someone has already discovered what this actually was. So recognizing what it is, machine learning is constantly learning. It's kind of like your subconscious mind. When you're asleep, your mind is always working. Just imagine if your mind is always working, just think about what the computer is doing. It's working 24/7. It's working 24/7 and understanding that the work does not turn off, that the work and the understanding continue to be evolved because it's constantly learning its machine. The machine is constantly improving, kind of like Iron Man 1, 2, and 3. The first Iron Man suit was not that tech savvy. It was not tech savvy. Then the second one improved, and the third one got better. Then the fourth one got better. Then he created so many different variations of the suit that every suit had its own technology way instilled in it. And so when I really began to understand that artificial intelligence is something that's going to make us better, that's going to make us more productive, that's going to help us identify the path that we would like to go on, we can't be afraid to learn it. That's the next part I want to hit on. You can't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. And the reason why I say don't be afraid of it, because it's not going anywhere. Technology is only in improving and learning and developing. So how can we understand that if we are not afraid of it, what is that going to do for us? What is that going to do for us to put us in a better position? How can we be more productive and complete a lot more work? And when I start to fully understand that artificial intelligence is here and it's not going anywhere, the first thing we need to do is identify what it is. We have to learn it. We have to recognize it. We have to understand it. See, when you understand and learn something new, the new becomes more understandable because you're learning it. You're learning it. The reason why I say don't be afraid, because us as human beings are afraid of change. We are afraid of change because we're so used to the old ways and the ways that we've been currently doing things. And when change come about, when change happens, when change is in front of us, we don't want to adapt into change because we are so stuck in the comfortability in our old ways. There's a movie called Atlantis. That's not how you say that. I got the name in my head. I'm seeing it, but I don't think I'm saying it correctly. A-T-L-A-S. Atlantis. Atlas. Atlas. And this movie, Jennifer Lopez played in it. When she played in it, one, it was a phenomenal movie. And so she was I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just going to get like the smaller details of it. So she grew up in a house that was familiar with technology. When she was young in the movie, it showed that she was familiar with how the technology worked, the importance of it, how it happens, why it can be improved, what's the purpose behind it. So she grew up in the house where her mother studied technology, and she had a more than basic understanding of it. She had an understanding that it can be evil. Technology can be evil. That was her understanding of it. And so she was afraid to even accept it because she was so used to her old ways, because she remembered that the technology turned evil against her. So it took her a while to get fully connected with the system, to get fully connected with the technology, to get fully connected with the AI. Once she got connected, everything became more easy. Everything became more easier because she started to use what she had. She wasn't fighting against what was already happening, what was already in front of her. She started to work with it. And you can see a drastic change from what she was thinking and experiencing from what she actually went through. See, time evolves, time changes. And in the movie, it shows that how she was so afraid of it. She did not want to connect to this machine. She did not want to work with the machine because she wanted her own way. She wanted her old way because she saw what technology can do. She saw what it can do and how it can turn evil. It can turn evil if it's used incorrectly. And so in the movie, she started to use the technology, the artificial intelligence, in a way that's going to help her. In a way that's going to help her see things that she cannot even understand, even help her see things that's not in front of her. See, the movie was so incredible because it showed When you adapt to technology, technology can work with you rather than against you. And once it works with you, now you can be more productive. Now you can be more productive because there's a learning phase that we all have to go through. Because when something is new, that doesn't mean that we cannot learn it. We just have to be comfortable with learning it. And so when you start to be aware of what's in front of you and what this technology even is, artificial intelligence is not going anywhere. It's only improving. So how can we catch it before it improves in a way where we cannot fully understand it? Something has to be learned. And the moment you decide the day to learn something new is how you're going to grow to learn this technology, to learn what artificial intelligence was, to be comfortable with it. You shouldn't be afraid of it. The reason why I said don't be afraid, because if you're afraid of it, you're never going to go around it. You're never going to learn it. You're never going to involve yourself with it because it's new, because it's scary, because you don't understand it. You do not understand it. I remember when I started cooking, I didn't understand cooking. So I was calling my mama like, hey, mama, hey, Betty Vet, I'm not sure how to cook. Can you guide me? Can you help me cook? Can you help me just prepare a meal? So what ingredients do I need? What do I need to get? How long do I need to stir it? What do I need to put in it? So I was open to learning how to cook because I was asking the person that has been doing it my entire life. Not only my entire life, but her entire life as well. So how can you get around someone to learn something new and be comfortable with the new, because the new is going to help you over time? That's why I kept asking myself, how can I learn what this artificial intelligence is? Why is it important? Why is it important? Then I really got to looking at what was around me. Everything that's around me is more technology today than it was when I was a kid. And so even though it's around me, how can I start learning it today? How can I put myself in a better position because of the information that's here? I can't be afraid of it. I can't be afraid of it. I can't push and convince myself to not do something, because once I do something, now I understand me being afraid is me stopping my growth. It's me stopping myself. It's me not necessarily bringing light to myself, but taking light away from me because I don't think I can do something because it's new. And just because it's new doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It's the beginning of the world, because you're learning how to work with the technology and tools that you have. Technology is a tool. Just like this marker, I'm able to write on this board because it's a tool. Just like this phone, I'm able to pick up the phone and call somebody because it's a tool. See, understanding that artificial intelligence is a tool, it helps you be more productive. I saw this one video or heard this quote that said, you can use a hammer the wrong and incorrect way, or you can use a hammer the right and correct way. And so when they said that, I got to thinking, there's a good way to use the hammer and a bad way to use it. You can use it to hurt somebody, bad way, or you can use it to put a nail in the wall to hang up a picture on the wall, good way. The tool is here, but it's understanding how to be used that makes a difference. Because we can't fear it. We can't worry about it. We can't talk ourselves from learning something new, because this new is going to help us identify what we need to learn. See, machine learning is always learning. The definition of machine learning is to learn from the machine, learn from the data, learn from the previous information that's already been put inside of it. How do you continue to learn? You continue to put yourself in situations where there's new information. Artificial intelligence is something that's constantly learning. And it's important. Even though we might not be able to learn as much as artificial intelligence in the quickness that it does, we can still understand the basics. So that way we can feed the basics into artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence can create something new. Being productive is using what you have. It's using the tools. If I wanted to write on this board with my finger, I couldn't write on this board because I didn't have if I wanted to write on this board and didn't have the tools, I wouldn't be able to because I didn't have it. Now that I have the tools, I have to understand that I have to be willing to use it correctly. I'm using it correctly because you're able to see red writing. You're able to see red writing on this board, and this board is saying that I'm using the tool correctly. Either I'm spelling the words right, I'm spelling it incorrectly, you're still able to see. For those of you that's listening, I'm writing on the board right now, but you're able to imagine that I have a red marker and a whiteboard right behind me. And so the reason why this is so important is because we have to recognize what's in front of us and identify the type of tool that it is. Will it harm us? If I use this marker, will it harm me? No. If I eat it, will it harm me? Probably, yes. Because I'm using the tool incorrectly. See, artificial intelligence is something that has to continue to be learned. So once you start learning, you never finish, because there's different ways, different information, different terminologies that get displayed in the way that's going to help you, in a way that's going to help you be more productive. How do you be productive with the tools that you have? You have to learn how to use them. And when you learn how to use them, now you're using what you have. Now you're using the work and the tools that you have, because now you understand what goes on behind the work. Artificial intelligence helps you be more productive because you're not afraid to use it no more. You're not afraid to learn it. You're not afraid to understand it. See, if I want to make a call right now, I can just pick up a phone. That's more productive. Or I can just send an email. That's more productive. Or I can just use the technology that I have right in front of me. I can either call, I can either email, I can either text, I can either use social media. Like, there's different technologies that have been created that helps you be more productive over time. So the last point I want to hit on is to use what you have. It's to use what you have. Use what you have. Use what you have. And the reason why this is so important is because you don't have to have all the fancy equipment. You don't have to have all the fancy production. You don't have to have all the fancy writings or up-to-date technology. If you have some technology, for instance, if you have a refrigerator, technology. Because you have to plug the refrigerator up, and now it has a light bulb in it. Technology. It has a generator in the refrigerator, because it has to keep the food in there cold. Technology. See, understanding that everything that's around us is technology. It just appears different because we're so comfortable with what we have. To learn something new, you have to use what you got and understand the capabilities behind it. About capabilities, I'm saying the purpose behind it, the goal and the skills of it. Because when you understand that there's something here, that there's technology here, that there's technology to help you, you're only getting productive over time. A toaster. We got a toaster. A toaster is technology. The one that we have is touchscreen. Technology. It's kind of like an iPhone. Technology. So as we press the toast that we have and put it on a setting that we need to have, that's technology, because once it go down, it has a timer on it. Once the timer go down and it bring back up, the bread comes back up. Technology. We just have to learn how to use it. So if I was to put an egg in the toaster, I'm using the technology incorrectly, because if I crack the egg and put the egg in the yolk, I can potentially catch a fire. It can potentially be a fire, because that technology, that toaster, is not meant to be used like that. It's not meant to be yolked like that. Reason being, because it's for bread. It's for toasters. It's for pastries. So understanding the technology that we have, we have to use what we have to really learn the functionalities of it. For the phone, there's a lot of things on the phone that I can do. A lot of things. I just really thought about it. I can text. I can type an email. I can FaceTime. I can do so many different things on my phone. Yet it's still limited, because there's a way where you can use it incorrectly. There's a way where you can't use it to this full capability, just only a little bit of it, because there's so much to learn within this phone. There's so much to learn that this software and this technology is. but I'm using it for what it what for what it's used for. And when I start to learn what it can be used for further, then I will use it further. And it's understanding when you use what you got, you really have to study what you have. Because when you study what you have, you're open to learning new information. Artificial intelligence helps you be open to information and productivity because you're able to see things in a different way. You're able to understand things in a different manner. You're able to recognize technology because technology is helping you do your work. Technology is helping you be more productive, and it's helping you complete and achieve more than you could ever imagine. Just imagine if you had to type, or not even necessarily type, just imagine if you had to write 20 papers. If you had to write 20 papers by hand with no computer, with no phone, with no information, you have to write it by hand and you have to go to the library and read the books. And once you read the books, you go back and write the paper out. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of studying. That's a lot of movement. Back in the day, you actually had to do that. I'm not that old. I'm not that old. But I do a lot of research. I do a lot of studying. And the computer class that I was in, they were just telling me that the phones back then, the phones was on the wall. The phones was on the wall. And when they tried to talk and communicate with someone, the phone that was on the wall that had the cord, they couldn't necessarily talk because the other person that's in the house would pick it up as well. So I'm like, why? What you mean? So now that I'm understanding, that was their technology. That was able to communicate with others, but it wasn't as efficient as it is today. And understanding that the efficiency comes from technology, comes from productivity, comes from learning what it is, it helps you be consistent. It helps you identify what you would like to do and find a way to get it done. Because if you're not finding a way to get it done, now you're going against the technology, you're going against the grain, you're going against the skills, because there's something that's holding you back. There's something that's holding you back, and you don't understand what's holding you back because you're not open to learning something new. See, understanding you have why you have to use what you have, because using what you have is starting with the information that you're familiar with. You only get better when you learn new information. I remember I was playing football and we was practicing, and my football coach came to me. He was like, "Hump, I don't think you're getting it. He was like, even though we've had countless amount of practice, we have countless amount of sessions, one-on-one, I'm talking to you, I'm coaching you, and you're just not getting it. Like, I think you're a high rep guy." And by high rep guy, I'm like, when he said that, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a high rep guy. I get the information. It just kind of take me time. He said, bro, that's what high rep is. It takes you a long time to learn something and fully understand it. So I'm like, oh, oh, my bad. Well, I guess it is. And when he was telling me this, it's okay to learn a lot of information. It's okay for it to take time for you to learn a lot of information, because there's a lot of information that has to be learned. And so rather than me being so hard on myself, I came to the fact that I wasn't hard on myself. I just had to learn more when I'm by myself. I had to learn things and information that I wasn't even expecting, because I have to be okay with studying and identifying what the new even is. What this new thing does for me, why is it even important? See, when I understood that it's important because it's helping me become better and more productive, I went in on all, I dove in on the education, because the education is helping you be more confident, help you understand, and gives you a different perspective so you don't be so hard on yourself. See, when you're hard on yourself, you don't do great. When you're hard on yourself, you doubt yourself. When you're hard on yourself, you don't think you are good enough. In reality, you're good enough. You just have to use the technology. You have to use what you have. You have to use the artificial intelligence in a way that's going to help you. It's going to help you, not hold you back. Because when you use something correctly, when I'm using this marker correctly to right on this board, you're able to see what I have in my mind and go and follow along with the points that I want to speak about. Because I'm using the tool correctly. I'm using the tool correctly. When you use the tool correctly, there's nothing that's going to stop you from growing. There's nothing going to stop you from being productive. There's nothing that's going to stop you from achieving more than you ever think. Because when you understand that something, that your time, that a learning has to be conducted, now you have to focus on what needs to be learned. See, this magazine right here about the artificial intelligence was so powerful, so impactful, so powerful, because it opened my mind to different possibilities, to different capabilities, to different things that I was not expecting to be in there. I got the magazine because it said artificial intelligence. And at the time, I knew artificial intelligence is a big deal. So how can I start learning it? There's a video of Will I Am, and he's in a Mercedes-Benz. I believe it was an AMG, a Mercedes-Benz AMG, a clean Mercedes-Benz. But as he's driving, he and his team built a software in this car. As he's driving, he's making beats with the gas pedal and the brake pedal in the car. He's literally making beats. And he's going from nothing to something to something to making the sound. I said, oh, that's different. That's different. See, there was a video I was watching with Will.i.am, and he was just showing, like, you can use artificial intelligence to make you more efficient, to make you more productive. He was driving while making a beat. While making a beat, the most outrageous thing that I've ever heard before. I'm going to see if I can find that video, because that video was so great. It was so great, yet so simple. Will I, not even simple, I ain't gonna say simple, it was different. Will I Am, I'm gonna put AI car scene. Let's see, Will I Am, yep, it's right here. Let's see. Yeah. Look at this. Look at this right here. Now, that was crazy. That was crazy. He's driving, making beats. You're not. That is outrage. That is a different level. That is a different level of creativity, of productivity. You're driving, and every time you put your foot on the brake, every time you put your foot on the gas, every time you turn, you're making a beat. You're making a new sound? That's different. That's different. See, Will.i.am was one of the ones that understood artificial intelligence, that understands artificial intelligence, and he's been studying for a long time. And I watched the video that he said, he was like, when I want to work on a project I needed to be done, I network with others and I ask them, what do you do? And I save the number, I save their name in my phone as, what do you do? So that way, when I have a future project, I can reach out to you and we can potentially work together. I said, this man get it. He's using technology on how it's supposed to be used. And since he's using it on how it's supposed to be used, he's more productive. He's more productive. And artificial intelligence is something that's not going anywhere. It improves by the day. And as the day and months and weeks and years goes on, you can only get better. You can only be more productive. You can only use what you have, because there's gonna come to a point when you're using what you have is making you more productive. It's making you more productive because you're using every skill, every technology, every communication, every network, everyone that you meet and come in contact with, you're using and keeping in contact with them. Because you're being more productive. Productivity comes from understanding and learning what needs to be learned, studied, and understood. And the reason why this is important, because first you have to recognize what AI even is. When you recognize what AI even is, now you are on a journey and a phase to fully dive into something that you're not familiar with. Being not familiar with something should not stop you, because this should help you keep going. You just have to be comfortable with keeping going, because keeping going will help you identify and recognize different things that artificial intelligence involves with. That it comes with, that it has, that no one is speaking about. I remember I watched this NASCAR video with artificial intelligence, and like I mentioned earlier about machine learning collects information, and the information that it collects, it gives you accuracy or close to accuracy on what's to happen next. So I was watching this NASCAR video about artificial intelligence, and they were just saying, like, if you use the technology correctly, you can win. So the race got to a point where it was coming to an end. And as they're driving, as they're going around the laps, the artificial intelligence is collecting information, it's collecting data, it's collecting numbers. So the system, the technology is just showing, like, hey, on this round, you need to change your tires. On round 27, you need to check your driver. So it was like different things that the artificial intelligence is saying that the person needs to check. And so as the person was looking at the system, I was looking at the numbers, as looking at the data, he went with the guy went with his intuition, his feelings, because he has the experience. And even though he has the experience, which there's nothing wrong with it, our intuition can hold us back. Especially when there's information there that's given that can help you. And so the guy was like, "No, we'll be all right. We can go. We can keep going. We don't need to change our tires right now. We can keep going. We can keep going." So as the driver kept going around the tracks, lord and behold, what is it called? What is lord and behold? Not necessarily lord. Behold, the tires went out. When the tires blew, because the artificial intelligence was collecting the data as soon as they start racing. But when the heat of the moment gets heated, the individual, the human, gets emotionally attached to the process and the work, and they stop looking at the information that's presented. The information that's presented is from technology. Not saying that technology is 100% correct 100% time. Furthermore, 99.99% of the time, they're correct. The system, the technology is correct. It's just working with the artificial intelligence to make it difficult. It's working with the technology that makes it challenging. It's working with a system. It's working with technology that makes it overwhelming. How do you work with something that you're not familiar with? You have to study to learn it. And as you're learning more about artificial intelligence or AI, you identify that it's here to help you if the information that was entered is correctly. That it was inputted correctly, now you can use it for yourself. Now you can use it to be more productive. Now you can use it in a way that would give you an advantage, because you learned what this even was. When you learn something new, you understand that the new has to be studied. The new has to be given time for you to fully grasp and understand what this new is. See, artificial intelligence is a machine learning system that's collecting data, that's collecting information, and as it's giving you data and information, it's helping you learn what to do next, what to be and how to be better at something, because you're being more productive. Productivity comes from understanding using the technology that you have. The next point that it was don't be afraid of change. Don't be afraid of technology. Don't be afraid of artificial intelligence. It's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. So rather than be afraid of it, just learn it. Begin to learn what it even is. This was the first magazine that I've ever read about artificial intelligence. And it's a magazine about artificial intelligence and the different components that it has. That the different components that the technology has. So rather than me being afraid of it, how can I learn it? You learn about watching videos like this. You learn about reading videos and magazines about artificial intelligence. You learn about listening to other people communicate about a specific topic in artificial intelligence. Like, how are they using it for themselves? Why is it important? Why do I need to learn it? Because you need to learn it because it helps you be more productive over time. It enhances. To the definition of enhance is product. Let me look up the definition of enhance. Enhance. Google enhance definition. There we go. Let me share. Definition of enhance. Enhance, intensify, increase, or further improve the quality, value, or extent of. And the synonyms are increase, add to, magnify, inflate, and strengthen. Why is this important? Why is enhanced, the terminology enhance, important? It's important. Let me come back. There we go. It's important because it helps you identify what you need to learn and why you need to learn something. Because it will help you over time. And over time, it will show you on how you can become more productive. And once you become more productive, now you improve over time. Now you learn the information. Now you're working with the technology rather than against it. Because artificial is here to help you. It's not here to replace you. It's here to help you. And once you understand that it's here to help you, now you go down that journey and learn everything that it has to offer. I wouldn't necessarily say everything, but majority of things that artificial intelligence has to offer. It will help you in the long run. It will help you in the long run because it will show you how you can be more productive. So to recap the video, recognize what AI is. Be open to the technology rather than closed. Because when you recognize what it is, it's here to help you. You'll recognize that it's here to help you and help you push forward. So when you learn it, you have to understand that you can't be afraid of something new. You can't be afraid of change. You can't be afraid of identifying what you need to learn and how it's going to help you be more productive. Don't be afraid, because if you're afraid, you're never going to start. And the last one is that you have to use what you got. Start learning what you have, so that way when you get new information, you can be more familiar with it. Use what you have and you will become more productive over time. So if y'all enjoyed this video, make sure you share this with a friend, of a person that's of someone that you just recently thought of, for someone that's interested in artificial intelligence, being productive in technology. This will help them understand the basics of it and then continue to start their journey to learn more about it. If y'all enjoyed this video, make sure you leave a comment, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and make sure you comment below your biggest takeaway from this video. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.